The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio. Listen at home at radionomy.com or listen on your mobile device on the TuneIn app or download the Hard Rock Arena Radio app at the iTunes App Store, BlackBerry World, or the Google Play Store.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, everybody in podcast land, it's time for some rapid fire where Mark and I try to stump each other with some trivia questions. I got some pretty good ones for you this time. We'll see.
Okay, I'm ready and willing and able.
All right, let's see how you do. Question number one. What year did Rick Allen lose his arm?
Okay, Rick Allen lost his arm, I think, in 84.
Well, technically, you would be incorrect, but he was in the car. He was in the car crash, New Year's Eve, 1984.
Oh, so when they tried to reattach it, and they
reattach it, and so technically it was completely amputated in 85. But
okay,
I'll give you that one.
Did you get like a quarter point?
No, I'll give you that one. That's all right.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You're so generous. Okay. Wow. All right. You ready? Question number one for you. What was the name of the band that Billy Idol was in before he went solo?
Was that Generation X?
You are correct.
Yes. I don't know that I've ever heard them, but I do know the name of the band.
Yeah, they weren't that great.
Yeah. He was good by himself, though. I don't know if that was Steve Stevens or what, but
yeah, the guitar and the guitar player in that band went on to form Sig Sig Sputnik. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It got all the hype in the world, and it was awful.
Yeah. Whatever.
It looked cool, but eh.
All right, question number two for you. Which Queensryche album charted highest in the U.S.?
Out of all of them?
Yes, out of all of them.
I'm going to say Empire.
That would be incorrect.
Wow.
No, Empire charted up to number 7.
And it'd have to be Operation Mindcrime.
No, Promised Land.
Really?
Charted at number 3.
Okay, yeah, because they had the big success, and okay, well.
Yeah, yeah, I would have thought Mindcrime would have been higher, but it got up to like number 50 or something.
Yeah, that was a slow build on that album. And then Empire had all the hits. And yeah, okay, I can see why that happened.
Yeah.
Trick question. Damn you, Danny. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, smart guy.
Oh,
question number two. How many UK top 40 hits did Sweet have?
Oh, man. I know they had a bunch.
A bunch would be correct, but I need a number.
Top 40, you said?
Top 40.
I'm going to say 12.
You were very close. It was 15.
Oh, 15. Oh, man.
Yeah, because they had a... You want me to name them off for you? You probably know some of them.
Oh, I'm sure I know like 8 or 9.
Yeah, the first like 4 or 5 are like when they were really the bubblegum band. It started with Funny Funny, Coco, Alexander Graham Bell, Papa John, Little Willie, Wigwam Bam, Blockbuster, Hellraiser, Ballroom Blitz. Now they're getting heavier, you can tell. Teenage Rampage, The 16s, Fox on the Run, Action, Lie in Your Eyes, and Love is Like Oxygen. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah,
those
15.
Those are all top 40, huh?
Yep. Jeez. And I think like 8 of 8, I think 10 of them were top 10.
Wow.
Yeah, I think in the U.S. they only had like five.
I'd be surprised if it was five, but I guess those last few.
Yeah,
Action, Love Is Like Oxygen.
I think it's like Fox on the Run, Action, Love Is Like Oxygen, Ballroom Blitz, and Little Willie.
Yeah.
I think those are the only ones.
Yeah, sounds about right. Question number three for you. How many years was Sammy Hagar's original stint in Van Halen?
Ooh, let's see. I'm going to say 9 years.
Oh, it was 12. 12 years.
Damn it.
85 to 96.
Isn't that 11?
No, count them.
Okay, well, fine. We're going
If you count 85, that's one.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, smart guy. Boy, I am sucking wind today. Woo, I think I got 0.5 right.
Oh, those weren't easy.
No. Damn, okay. I'm going to give you one more. Okay, what do Jim Croce, Randy Rhoads, and Ronnie Van Zant have in common?
They all wrote songs.
Okay, that would be obvious. Try another one. Don't say they all breathe oxygen. Jim Croce, Randy Rhoads, and Ronnie Van Zant.
Jesus.
Oh, come on. Think. I'll give you a hint. None of them are alive right now.
Right. I'm going to say they all died the same year.
No. Incorrect. They all died in plane crashes.
Oh.
Randy Rhoads.
Oh, okay.
Jim Croce. Leonard Skinner.
I didn't know Jim Croce died in a airplane crash.
Yeah, him and his guitar guy were going to a gig, and the plane crashed, I think, somewhere down south, too, just like Leonard Skinner.
Man.
Yeah, Randy Rhoads was Florida, so I think they're all in the south.
Wow.
I could be wrong, but, yeah, plane crashes.
It wasn't Leonard Skinner, weren't they, in, like, Alabama or...
Mississippi or Alabama, Mississippi. One of those places, because they're, yeah. Or Louisiana. It was somewhere around there. Somebody will look it up for us.
Yeah, and let us know.
Because we don't cheat, do we?
All right, that was a good question.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
So I think you won this week. You kicked my butt.
All right, woo! So, what, I got two right?
I didn't even get one right.
No, I got one right. The sweet question I didn't get.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, so.
And I only got a partial for the... December 31st incident. So, and I blew the other ones. So,
out of the six questions, we're one and a half.
Yeah, we suck. We suck. I hope the people out there got more than we did.
Yeah, well, couldn't have gotten much less.
Yeah. Okay. and on that note, click.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show can now be found on YouTube. So please search for us and subscribe to the channel.
Time once again for some intellectual poetry where we read the lyrics of the songs to each other and we try to guess the name of the artist and the name of the song just based on the lyrics. And this week I got a tough one for Danny, and hopefully Danny's got an easy one for me. So Danny, are you ready?
Not with that intro, I'm not. Jeez.
I know. I'm sorry about that.
Let's see how well I do.
Okay, and I'm even going to read the chorus to you when we get to it, because this is a band you know, but you may not know this song.
All right,
and the song came out in 2002. Okay, my baby said she don't want to see my face. She kicked me right on out of her place. Now I'm back with the band, and my girl is long gone. She broke my heart bad, so I wrote down this song. What do you think?
Oh, man. Is it Dokken?
Dokken. Not Dokken, but not a bad guess. All right, this is a four-piece American band who's been around since the 80s, and this came out in 2002. Okay. I'm about as sad as they come. Yeah, I'm stupid, stoned, and dumb. I'm pretty pitiful sight. Lately, I can't get myself right. Boys, I can't get this girl out of my head. I just know she's got another man in her bed. They said, Brett, let us give you some advice. In Hollywood, love don't come so easy. It comes at a price. What do you think? He gave you a little hint there.
Yeah, I'm going to say Poison.
You are correct.
Okay.
The song, I actually said the name of the song.
Oh, Broke My Heart Good.
I should just tell you because we'll be here all day if I tell you this one.
Yeah, really.
The name of the song off the Hollyweird album is Stupid, Stoned, and Dumb.
All right.
The trifecta, huh?
Really? That's great for being in a band.
Yeah, if you meet somebody with that criteria, run the other way.
Oh, jeez.
Or a potential date, yeah, leave.
Right. I don't know anything about that album at all.
Hollyweird, it's got some good songs on it.
Yeah.
Maybe I should send that your way.
I might have it, but yeah, you could send it.
Yeah, I've been sending you a lot lately. But I haven't even listened to everything I sent you because it's so much.
Oh, yeah.
Just pick and choose.
Do you have any work of art?
I could probably look for some, but...
I have the Framework album, but that's the only one.
Yeah, I can look it up. I listened to a couple new ones this week. A band called Graveyard, which didn't really do anything for me. And I listened to Blackberry Smoke, which is a country rock album, which isn't too bad. Not too bad, actually.
I like that one.
Yeah, I was surprised I liked that more. So yeah, maybe that's our album of the week, Blackberry Smoke. If you like country rock, like that southern rock, that's a pretty good band.
Yeah, definitely.
Now,
there's another band I was going to ask if you had some more of.
What's that?
Somebody's second album, a super group album, their second album just came out. Band with Brian Tichy in it.
Maybe
not Brian Tichy.
I think Brian Tichy's a Foreigner right now. But who knows?
Maybe it's, crap. I can't think of.
They got that one with the former Journey drummer who's now in Dead Daisies.
No, not Dead Daisies. It's, who is the blonde-haired guy? Doug Aldrich?
He's in Dead Daisies.
Shit. Definitely not Dead Daisies. It's like, I can't remember. I think it starts with a C. They had a debut album a couple years ago that was really good, and their second album just came out. I can't think of it.
Well, when you do think of it, let me know. I'll look for it.
All right.
There's a lot of stuff coming out now. I can't keep up with a lot of it. All right, but it's your turn now to...
Okay, here's the song for you.
Chilliwack.
Okay. No.
Oh, damn it.
All right, here we go. Nobody's going to take my car. I'm going to race it to the ground. Nobody's going to beat my car. It's going to break the speed of sound. Ooh, it's a killing machine. It's got everything. Like a driving power, big fat tires, and everything.
Is it LA Guns?
No, that is incorrect.
Damn, was I even close?
No.
Oh, okay. Way off base. Okay.
This song is from 1972.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, old school. Can't do the chorus. Let's see. Second verse. Nobody's going to take my girl. I'm going to keep her to the end. Nobody going to have my girl. She stays close on every bend. Ooh, she's a killing machine. She's got everything. Like a moving mouth, body control, and everything.
God, this sounds so familiar. 72.
Yep.
Is it Mountain?
No. Oh. No, that's not too far off. This is a European band.
Okay, 72 European band. All right.
Yep. I'll do one more verse because I have like five here. But okay, verse number three here. Nobody going to take my head. I got speed inside my brain. Nobody's going to steal my head now that I'm on the road again. Ooh, I'm in heaven again, and I've got everything, like a moving ground, throttle control, and everything.
It's Deep Purple.
That is correct. Do you know the name of the song?
Highway Star.
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah, finally, it clicked. I heard Ian Gillan's voice when you're saying the vocal. So, okay, yeah. It took me a while, though.
That's what's so hard about this. If you just do the words, But if I said, nobody gonna take my car, I'm gonna race it to the ground.
I would have got it right away.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why this is hard.
Yeah, okay. Well, I love that song.
Oh, that's my favorite Deep Purple song. Yeah. I saw Chickenfoot do it.
Chickenfoot does it, yeah. And Buck Cherry does it too.
Yeah. I love seeing Chickenfoot do it because Joe is like a freak on guitar, and he does that beginning. He does a whole solo thing beginning, and it's so awesome.
Yeah, I think that Joe Satriani guy is going to be the next big guitar hero. What do you think?
You think? I don't know. He may pull through. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, he's not bad. All right.
All right, that was good.
Yeah, good ones. I think we're done with that.
Hard Rock and Trivia Show t-shirts can now be purchased online for men, women, and children in all sizes and colors. Please visit tpublic.com and search the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. That's spelled TEEPublic.com.
Now it's time to cover this.
All right, everybody, here we go with another episode of Cover This, where we make a 30-second song or a 30-second segment of a song, and we have to guess the artist, the name of the song, and the original artist of that cover song. So, Mark, why don't you go ahead and play the song?
I'm going to play a song and play along at home and see if you can get it. Usually these are pretty tough for me. Here we go. I'll soon be where I started, grabbed by a false smile. I sold a real mirror in a shopping alley. I never saw my face in every dark day. Now they say your folks are telling you to be a superstar. I tell you, just be satisfied. Stay right where you are. Sing it! Keep yourself alive. Come on! Keep yourself alive. I think you are your time and worth. Honey, I will survive. I got this one. Too funny because I just heard this album, the original album, for the first time. The band playing is Extreme.
That is correct.
The song is Keep Yourself Alive.
Yep.
And the original band is Queen.
That is correct. That was a pretty easy one.
Yeah, I think that's recorded off the... Freddie tribute show?
Yeah.
And Extreme owned it that day. They were so good.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you remember the four bands that opened for Queen on that day? Because none of them suck.
Oh, no. It was Queen.
Yep. No, Queen's the major band, but who are the four that came before them?
Extreme.
Yep.
It was Def Leppard.
Yep.
Oh, crap. I can't remember the other two.
They're even bigger. They're huge. They're stadium bands now.
Was it U2?
No!
No.
Guns N' Roses and Metallica. Those four bands opened for Queen. What a show that would have been to. That would have been great to go to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because awesome. Remember when Queen played, Hetfield came out, and Axl came out, Gary Cherone, and Joe Elliott, they all came out and sang with Queen. That was a great show. Good song. I know. Queen and Queen 2. I'm a Queen fan. I've never actually listened to those two albums. For some reason, I just never had them until last week. And I think I sent them to you, too. So.
You did.
Not you two, but Danny. I sent them to you, Danny.
I did not have Queen, the debut album.
I didn't either.
I did have Queen, too.
I still haven't listened to them yet. I listen to bits and pieces of them. When I'm driving my kids somewhere, I have to listen to it.
All right, kids, pay attention.
All right, good. Now it's your turn to try to guess my cover.
All right, we'll see about this. Here we go. I feel I'm living in the middle of town. Cause I'm 18. I get confused every day.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm going to sneeze.
Gesundheit.
Oh, sorry. All right. That was 18 by Alice Cooper.
Correct. And now who's doing the cover, which came out in 1988.
Wow. Singer was awesome, whoever it was.
Mm-hmm. He's still doing pretty well with another band. He's on tour this summer.
Is it the Zoo?
The Zoo? No, it's not Arnie Pinier. Yeah, you gave me that question a while back. No, it is not. All right, the singer of the band went on to join a well-established 70s band who is currently touring with Whitesnake this summer. So who, you know who's touring with Whitesnake this summer?
Isn't it Deep Purple?
It is not Deep Purple. His first name.
Is that who's touring with?
No, Deep Purple's not touring with Whitesnake right now. Another band from the 70s is headlining, and Whitesnake is basically co-headlining with them.
Wow.
They have one original member left in that band. The bass player is Jeff Pilson from Dokken.
Is it Foreigner?
It is Foreigner. That was Kelly Hansen. So what from band? Hurricane. From Hurricane. That was Hurricane off the Over the Edge album.
Very cool.
Yeah, I saw them live at the Reseda Country Club. Kelly Hansen can sing, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he totally works in Foreigner, too. He can nail all those songs.
He really does. I saw a video on TV, a show of their concert. Like, holy crap, that was awesome.
Yeah, so if you go see them, I mean, they're better now than they ever were. I mean, I saw Lou Gramm at the Cap Center in the Foreigner 4 tour. They were great.
Yeah, I went with you.
That's right. You were okay. You were there. And they were great, right? But
absolutely. With Bill Squire.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. Yep. That was a long time ago. But in terms of front man, Lou Gramm was never a great front man.
No, Kelly Hansen is.
Yeah, Kelly Hansen's a great front man. Lou Gramm was a great singer, but not now.
Yeah.
But on that last tour they did, Lou Gramm did come out and sing with Foreigner, and sometimes they would duet on songs.
Yeah.
And their 40th anniversary, they also brought back past members that came out and played with them. At some point, they had like 10 guys on stage. That'd have been pretty cool, though.
You know all the keyboard players from Foreigner? No.
Al Greenwood.
All right.
Ian McDonald. See, I knew Edgar Gagliardi, I think, was the original bass player. And Mick Jones. Who was the drummer? I think it was Dennis Elliott. Why do I know that?
I don't know. Nobody knows anybody from Foreigner except Mick Jones.
And apparently me.
Yeah, and you.
Yeah, I don't know why. I loved Foreigner. Their first four Foreigner albums are great.
Oh, absolutely.
After that, not so much. But another band that should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, Journey went first. Foreigner should go next. And probably Styx after that. Those three at least.
We should be running Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Talking about.
Yeah. It should be based on the longevity of these bands also, how many albums they sold. But according to them, it's influence, right?
In my ass.
Yeah, influence, something you can't measure. So it's an opinion.
Hey.
Yeah, it's not really fact.
We could have a whole show on the Rock and Roll Hall of Shame.
Yeah, but screw those guys. I hope everybody out there got these covers correct.
That's right.
We didn't.
Well, good on you if you did, so.
Yeah. And on that note, have a great day.
Goodbye.